is a Bramble Jam podcast.
My name is Bran. I like the Christmas movies, yeah. My name is Bran.
My name is Panda. I like the Christmas movies, yeah. My name is Panda.
My name is Dan. I despise the Christmas movies. My name is Dan.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
God, we're the worst.
40 people in the house say yeah!
Yeah!
What's up, y'all? Man. It's Bran. It is the second episode of the day. Chances are you just listened to the Nine Kittens of Christmas and you're like, is there more Deck the Hallmark today? Yes, there's more right now. There's two episodes tomorrow, two episodes Wednesday, two episodes Thursday, and then one episode Friday.
You think we're gone? Man. We're never gone.
We're never gone. Just when you thought we were leaving, we're here.
We're invading into your earbuds.
Guys, it is the last, it is the first Monday. It's the last Monday. I was going to say it's the last day of November.
What are you talking about?
I was going to say it's the last day of November, and then I remembered it's another Monday episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Today's a really big day. Bramble Jim just released a new podcast.
Yeah, Christmas morning.
I thought
it was okay.
Okay. Every day, Monday through Friday, me and Scott from Jingle Jank, we'll be doing a little advent calendar for your ears.
It's a blast.
It's a lot of fun.
So great.
So head on over to ChristmasMorningPodcast.com to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. It's going to be a lot of fun all holiday season long. If you want more stuff to listen to, we got you covered here on the Bramble Jam. Bramble Jam NBA podcast, I'm getting word, is coming back.
Yeah! Dude, I've been wondering about the bubble.
I know you have. It is still only bubble news.
Just bubble news.
Tyler Kennard, I believe. He's still down there in the bubble. Let's check it. Tyler, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, you are in the NBA bubble, Orlando, Florida.
You know it, B.
Now, there's...
B is for Brandon.
Right.
It wasn't meant to be dirty. You know it, B. I got you, B.
Now, there's
bubble
no...
Bubble talk with B.
Now, there's no...
And me.
Tyler.
B and me.
Tyler.
Bubble talk.
Tyler.
Reel me back in, B, sometimes I get going.
I know you do. Now, there's no NBA going on right now at Disney World where you are, but you've still committed to the bubble. You've still committed
to... You bet your bottom dollar.
You have not left.
Have you met my friend Omicron?
No, who's Omicron?
It's the new variant.
How's it going?
Bubble's back, B.
Do you got any friends in the bubble?
No.
No.
Sometimes it gets away from me, as you've heard.
No, no.
And people don't want to be near me.
Now, were you in the NBA?
I just need a friend, B.
Were you in the NBA bubble?
I need one friend. Can you be my one friend?
I'm working on it, buddy. Just answer my question. When the NBA was there at Disney World,
I was in the Bubble Boy bubble.
What does that mean?
It's a bubble where we watched the movie Bubble Boy. It's a BBB.
What's that like?
B.
It's a bubble boy, bubble boy. But now you're at Disney, where the NBA bubble was. Have you found
Space
anything?
Space Mountain. Rather rides.
Yeah, but you don't go to any of the actual parks.
Oh, I'm in the bubble, yes. B.
Now, have you found anything interesting, any interesting artifacts?
No, not really.
Thank you, Tyler. Merry Christmas.
Are we sure that's just not Benny just remarketing himself?
No, his voice is way deeper than Benny's.
Way different than Benny.
Yeah, come on. I wish.
That's Tyler.
I only wish.
Gosh, I miss Benny so much.
Thank you,
He's trying to manifest Benny back in
there. Gosh, I wish I could manifest Benny.
I think he thought Sam B was worse than it was. It was fine. Like, nobody took it the wrong way.
I don't know why
he was really
concerned.
Himself.
He was very concerned
he
about
was
it.
Very concerned.
I think he doesn't want to be canceled, but I have bad news for him.
Yeah, how do we still have... Are we paying for him, Trace?
Well, here's the situation. And can I just say something to you boys real quick, if you guys don't mind?
Yeah.
So, you guys know...
There's been a few reviews.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to address.
And somebody said that we were hands down the worst.
Yes.
Gave us 2 stars.
Right.
Which I appreciate.
Once again.
What I want to what I...
But then also said that we talked about steak a lot, and right. then there was...
There was someone doing an impression of Tracy.
Which we don't
to
do.
Which I want to say, I'd like to see you try. Dan, go.
Hey, boys.
What? You're the worst. Panda, go. Hey, boys. No one
see,
can do...
There's no world.
I'm Tracy. I'm my own person, B.
Now that
what,
sounded
what did
a little
you mean by B there?
We don't need to get
boys. Okay. Did you mean boys? Is yeah, that what you're sure, trying sure. out for boys?
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we got a lot of movies to get through this week. But you know what? It's all worth it because I'm here with my buddies eating some Universal Yum snacks.
Yeah, boy.
Promo code Hallmark all mm-hmm. holiday season long, up to $30 off.
That's right.
Official snack of deck to Hallmark. Makes the entire process. Just it's we're watching 10 movies this week, so we got to eat some snacks.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want from us.
Yeah,
guys, are you ready to dive into the Christmas CEO?
So yeah, ready. Let's do it, please.
B, Christmas CEO originally aired on on November 26, 2021, and it went a little something like this. The year is 1999. We see a couple of kiddos at a toy stand that they made themselves with toys that they made themselves. It's a big handmade sitch. There's Christmas, and Joe. They're best friends. They love making toys together, and I think that my guy Joe might have a crush on Chris, but who can tell? Flash forward 22 years, making these lovebirds in their early 30s. And Chris owns a popular toy company.
Those two in Panda, am I right?
Hey, okay, now.
What's more believable? Paul Green in his early 30s or Panda?
In his early 30s. Wildly enough, it is Paul Green, even though Panda is the one that's in his early 30s.
The problem is I can't disagree with that.
No.
I get it, guys. I get it. You know what, though? I'm a good-looking man.
You are.
I'm a good-looking man.
Absolutely.
I'm a good-looking
man. And you're kind, too. So that's what you got that going for you, too.
Good work, B.
Good work, B.
Good work.
Getting rid of Britta. Getting rid of the B.
That's good, though.
Flash forward 22 years. Chris.
I'm here if you need me, Pete.
No, Ty.
Okay.
Chris owns a popular toy company, but Joe is nowhere to be found. Where's Joe at? She gets a visitor and is the CEO of a bigger toy company that tells Chris that she's retiring and wants Chris to be the new CEO of that big company. They want the companies to merge. And the problem is that Joe... still has his name on the articles of incorporation, as you do. And well, so he's going to have to sign off on this idea. Now, while all this is going on, she's got a lot going on in her life. She finds out that she's going to have to hang out with her niece all holiday season long. Her niece is somewhere in between 12 and 20. We're not sure yet. And so... She decides, I'm going to go talk to Joe. She goes to talk to Joe, and Joe is like, no, I'm not going to sign off on this idea. It's always business for you. Business, business, B. And and she's like, no, please just do this. And he's like, I'll do it on one condition. We are throwing a toy drive jamboree, and you need to volunteer and be a part of it. And she's like, fine. If you sign off on it, I will do that. So they end up hanging out a lot. Listen, jamborees aren't going to jamboree themselves.
That's true.
I've always said that. Yeah, so they're hanging out a lot. And the hanging out goes something like this. We're having so much fun, aren't we? Remember the way things used to be? Oh, I remember the way things used to be before you became a business bee. I'm not a business bee. I just liked business. And he's like, that's not what toys are like. Let's just take some time apart. Repeats the cycle a few different times. It's time for the big jamboree, and it is just such a hit, such a smash. Everyone's having a good time. The little niece sings a song. They slow dance together, and things are getting serious. But then he's like, can't we go back to the way toys used to be? And she's like, no, we can't, because business. He shows her a bunch of old toys at some point, and that kind of jogs her memory about the toys that they used to make and all the fun that they used to have. He finally gives an impassioned speech about how he loves her, how he's always loved her, and how he just ultimately just wants her to be happy. And it's going well at first until he says, I loved like the way that you used to be or something like that. The old Christmas. And she's like, that's who I am. I love the business. Like, you're in love with somebody that I'm not anymore. And then they get into a big argument once again about business. And he says, all I wanted was for you to be happy. I'll sign the thing. I'm not going to stand in your way of your happiness. Well, she takes that to heart. And at the end of the day, she decides, you know what? I don't want to be a part of this business. Sure, they want me to be the CEO. Sure, they want our companies to explode. Sure, they want to give me a lot of money. But that's not what I want. I want to make toys for the love of the game. So she goes to talk to Joe and says that she loves him too. And they kiss big ones. Mm. Flash forward 1 year. They have a new toy company with a toy that is #3 top toy of Christmas.
What? Build your own doll.
They kiss some more. And that, my friends, was Christmas CEO.
We did it.
We did do it, everybody. Yes. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll decide if Christmas CEO is a yes or a big CE no.
Okay. Boy, oh boy. Mm. Time is running out, guys. It's running out. You want those Kringles? You want those homemade, hand-iced Kringles from Racine, Wisconsin, the birthplace of American Kringle, as said by me? You've got 4 days to get them with the discount code. This is it. Brand's coming in hot with a Kringle in his mouth. That is right. Those Kringles will be shipped right to your door. The only way to get a discount on those Kringles right now from Racine Danish Kringles is to go to Kringle.com, put in the code promo code Hallmark21. That's Hallmark21, and you will get 10% off your entire order of Kringles. Now's the time. If you wait till December 5th, it's too late.
Oh, you're going to be a sad week, boy.
You better not wait. You need to get those Kringles while the getting's good and you get a discount.
Here's the thing. I know you, Jerry. You promised your family Kringle for Christmas.
You better bring it home, Jerry.
Don't disappoint your family again, Jerry.
And they freeze well. You can get a bunch, freeze them, use that discount code, and then have them all holiday season from Racine Danish Kringles. Kringle.com, promo code Hallmark21.
And don't forget, the entire holiday season is brought to you by who?
Philo.
Tell them more.
Oh, it's a 25% off 2 months of your holiday movie hub. All the channels that have these TV Christmas movies, VH1, BET, Lifetime, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, GAC, Up TV, they're all on Philo in one place. The best DVR lasts you a year. It's an unlimited DVR, 25% off for 2 months. Right now, get all your Christmas movies in one place. Keep them on your DVR all year long. Philo.tv/DTH, Philo.tv/DTH.
Couldn't have said it better myself,
Pat. Thanks.
We are back and better than ever, is what I've heard.
Yep.
We're talking Christmas CEO, the movie that aired on Friday.
6 p.m.
slot. 6 p.m. slot, the first of the 6 p.m. I'm very interested to see how the ratings are for this weekend with the double headers, the 6 and the 8.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, the 6, 8, and the 10 with the movies and mysteries.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see those ratings come out. Panel, let's start with you. Let's start with the hot take. Share exactly how I feel about this movie. Christmas CEO. What'd you think, pal?
Yeah, I didn't hate this movie. It kept me interested for the most part. I thought Paul was fine in it. I thought who's the lead? Do you know the
Marisol lead? Nichols?
I liked her. She was great. Yeah. The plot was goofy enough. Paul's doing, you know, this thing where he seems almost like a kid trying to recapture Christmas. Most of the business talk was nonsense in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
And just nonsensical. You know, it's not even going to, it will not end up in my top 10, nowhere close to my top 10, but it's not the worst we've seen this year. Probably middle of the pack, squarely middle for me. It's one of those movies, I hate to say it, like I'm going to have to really like remind myself what it was about in 3 or 4 months from now. I'm going to sit there and have to really think, Christmas CEO, what was that about?
Just remember her name is Christmas.
track.
Yeah, that that's how I'll probably remember that.
She's the Christmas CEO.
She's the Christmas CEO.
Her name is Christmas CEO. And she's the CEO.
Yeah, I didn't hate this one, guys. I know some people in our chat weren't huge fans of it, in our double-decker chat. I didn't hate it. I thought it was
Were
fun.
They? They didn't like it.
Yeah.
In the double-decker chat.
Almost overwhelmingly negative.
The BrambleJamPlus.com, you can chat live with other double-deckers about the movie while it's going on.
And they share their real feelings.
They do. They do not hold back.
It's not just a love fest.
It was not.
You know pretty early on if it's...
I disagree. I didn't think it was that boring. I thought it was fine. I thought it's a fine movie.
I found this movie to be quite charming, in fact. One, I really liked they had a lot of Christmas going on here, which I really liked. And I thought the two of them were really charming. I thought Paul was like fun and zany. I really liked him. He kind of reminded me a little bit of myself. Like, you know, I don't really care about business. Let's just do Christmas cheer and the rest will work itself out type of thing. Yeah. And so I connected with that. And there's a lot that I would change about this movie, such as having the same argument over and over again. I think there was room for growth on both of their ends throughout the movie. And that didn't really happen. They just finally... at the end of the movie, she came down to his level is essentially what happened. Mm-hmm. There was no growth from him. Like, I am all about the Christmas fun and the rest will work itself out. I believe that. Yep. But also at the end of the day, there's a business to run.
Well, I mean, that guy's 32 going on 50.
Sure.
You know, at some point he's got to grow up.
but what happened was at the end of the movie, she just kind of came down to his level. And so I would have liked to see them do a bit more compromise on both. Because you are a CEO and you are running a business, but it's a toy business. So there is room for fun there. You should be excited about toy. Like, those things are important to somebody who's running a toy company. Mm-hmm. And so I think there was room for compromise for both of them. And I think you could have actually told a pretty engaging story of personal growth on both of those characters. We didn't really get that. We just kind of got the same argument over and over again. But I really did like the two leads. I thought they were really wonderful together, really charming. And I thought this movie was fine. It's also not going to break my top 10. But it's going to be probably right up there with nine kittens probably for me, top end of the middle pack. And
I think Nine Kittens is better for them. Than this.
I have this rated higher than Nine Kittens.
I think it's right around the same.
Make no mistake, it's bad. It's bad. Like, it's a bad movie. It's not good. However, I think Marisol and Paul are really good. I think they have a really good chemistry. I thought it was a weirdly like fun but grown up chemistry. Like, it was good. I thought those two, I felt as though they were best like childhood friends. Like, I did feel that. The rest of this movie's hogwash. Like, it doesn't hold her up under any scrutiny. You and I, you know, all three of us kind of like to pretend that we know business a little bit, and our little bit of knowledge of that is far surpasses either of these two people in anything that they say. Doesn't make a lick of sense. Those two are good. The movie itself, just kind of there, just kind of DOA. Doesn't really do much for me. But it wasn't as actively bad as Nine Kittens, in my opinion. I really didn't like Nine Kittens. I didn't like the first one, and then the second one, you took out the fun performances of the first one, and you just kind of, everyone was too serious. So this... both movies bad. This movie not as bad, in my opinion, but bad nonetheless. Plenty of bad to go around. There's a bad buffet here. I want to be clear. But Paul and Marisol, I thought, did a pretty solid job.
It's a bad
buffet, B.
Bad buffet, yeah. B. That's exactly right. Tyler, the whole conversation at the bubble a year ago, over a year ago now, was the food situation.
Yeah, it was a lot of back and forth over the food, Brian. Yeah. I'm not going to lie, B.
Has the food gotten better?
Well, Brent, I'm here to tell you that I have been busking for my food, and some nights are better than others from a busking standpoint.
What do you mean you're busking?
I'm a busking bee.
Okay. Do you sing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you sing.
Give us a little song.
I do a Louis Armstrong, if you can believe it. Thank you.
Give us a little song.
How much is it worth to you?
I don't know. Something at the restaurant.
Come on, pay up, bee.
Fine,
$100. $100?
Yeah.
Ooh, I diggity dog.
Give it to us.
I see trees of green.
Yeah.
Red roses too.
Uh-huh.
There for you.
Right.
And for me.
That's not the words.
Yes, they are.
All right, Tyler.
Those are the words that I wrote.
All right, you didn't write this song. Let's get back to the issue at hand, which is Christmas CEO. Let's get to all the feels part of the show. We talk about what this movie gave us feels.
The coolest scene by far is the montage where they're playing games and they're having fun in the workshop. And they do this neat thing where they pan over the president that cuts to the next scene. I like that. That was a creative take on the montage scene. Had a lot of fun with that. That's the one.
I liked when the girl sang at the thing.
Me
at the,
too.
Sorry.
Well, no, that's you go. Fine. We can both do it. Go
well,
for it.
Well, I just, you know, I've done my fair share of singing on stage, and I can recall early on, back in the day, singing at the little, you know, youth services and stuff like that at the church, and feeling the nerves and hoping that it's good, and it's not really all that good, but it's also not that bad, and you're just like, man, like, people didn't boo me, and like, just kind of, I felt like they did a really good job with that, like, showing the nerves, showing the relief at the end, because there is definitely some relief after you finish, and knowing that, you know, it all didn't, you know, go to the crapper, so I got feels from it, it brought me back.
Yeah, for me, I didn't have, like, any of that specific type of feel because I've never really been a performing musician, but I think in these movies we typically either get a so bad but you feel bad for them or an amazing singing performance, and this was this weird, like, early on, like, her voice starts to quiver a little bit and starts to waver and she struggles a little, and then she kind of finds her footing as the song goes along, and it was very true to life. Like, I feel like it would, that's how it would have gone in real life. And it just gave me some warm feels to be like, hey, this girl got it there. She conquered her fears. And early on, it sounded like it wasn't going to go well. And then she turns a corner and she really nails it at the end. So I found nailed myself it. Pulling for her as the song continued to go along. That's and right. That was really well done on their part.
Yeah. Let's take one more quick break and we'll come back and we'll get to the way, what's and the what, the hallmarks. Okay. Here on Deck the Hallmark.
Monday edition, double hitter.
Double hitter.
Double hitter.
Whoa, what do we have here? Oh my gosh. Dress, pant, yoga, pants. Dress, pant, yoga, pants. I want to introduce...
Dress, pant, yoga, pants.
I want to introduce you to Beta Brand. They got the dress, pant, yoga, pants. They're the best there is. I put them on and they fit great. They're flexible for goodness sake. I love Beta Brand. Dress, pant, yoga, pants.
Pant, yoga, pants.
That song was written by Tyler. So okay, thank you so much, you, Tyler. That was beautiful for sending that over. It wasn't a great song, but the words were true. The dress pant yoga pants from Beta Brand are fantastic. They fit great. They're flexible. And they allow you to get the joy of the comfort that we were having early on. We were all working from home and you could just put on your sweatpants. And you're like, man, I wish I could work in these every day. Dress pant yoga pants from Beta Brand has made that possible because they look like dress pants but have the stretch and the fit of yoga pants. There's so many different styles to choose from straight leg to skinny to joggers, whatever. They have a huge variety of patterns as well. So however you want your pant to look, they can they got you covered. And the machine washable, they got pockets. Oh my gosh. I could go on and on about these dress pant yoga pants, but how about you just go check them out yourself? They're going to give you 30% off. They're just paint yoga pants by going to betabrand.com/deck. That is betabrand.com, BETABRAND.com/deck to get 30% off your order. This is a limited time offer, so make sure you do it. It's a wonderful Christmas gift. They're going to make you feel comfortable and confident all the time. That is betabrand.com/deck for 30% off.
Yo, Brand, yo, I got news for you. We got a lot of double deckers watching. Mm-hmm. If you're a member of the double decker community, you can watch live. They can't believe how kind we're being to the Christmas.
Yeah, they're gobsmacked.
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 And I want to be clear. My only response is, I mean, now we did watch it at like 10 in the morning, bright eyed and bushy tailed. And so there was that. I don't think it's a good movie. And I don't think any of us would ever say we want to watch it again. It just isn't actively bad as at least six or seven that we've seen so far, in my opinion. Like, I didn't have an anger for this movie that I did for A Christmas Treasure or Coyote Creek.
I mean, I think we also need to be clear. Like, it's going to end squarely dead middle, which this year is a wasteland. Like, it's just, they're not good movies. It's just...
I disagree with that.
No, you liked it. You actively liked it.
Yeah. I actively like this movie, and I also actively like
most of the movies this year. I don't think the middle of the pack is a wasteland. I think that's false. I think this is the best slate of movies we've ever had to, from, you know, the yeah, bottom,
it's most consistent.
The bottom four or five are really bad. But from there up, there's a lot of really great quality movies. It is not a wasteland. I'll go to bat for it, Panda.
Well, you could go to bat for it and still be wrong. And still strike out, my friend. Like, the reality is, like,
baseball Dr. Panda,
you're a strikeout.
To be fair, I just looked. I've got this movie 14 and Nine Kittens 15, and I did not do that on purpose. I've got this movie 14 and Nine Kittens 15 out of a total of 24 movies. So they're on the bottom half of my movie list right beside each other at this point.
Well, there you go.
Subject to change, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, they're not as bad as... I mean, some of these movies at the bottom, Nantucket Noel, yeah, Coyote awful. Creek, Christmas Treasure, Christmas Together With You, those movies are some howlers.
Yeah, but give me this all day, every week.
But this movie is better ones. Than
let
those
me,
movies.
Let me see where I would have.
While you all are considering that, I would like to set up the wait what part
Please
of the show.
Set it up, Brian.
Where we share exactly the things in this movie that made us go, wait what? What confused us? What made us stop and say, wait what, while we're watching this? Panda?
First of all, I just want to talk about the very fact that she has never met the CEO before in her life.
It is
ever that she's wild. Never met her.
Never
she
met
comes
her.
On in and she gives her the equivalent of a 2-minute elevator pitch.
That's it.
And she says, "Hey, listen, I think we should merge companies. I think you should take over. What are your thoughts?" And she goes, "Yep, absolutely. Let's do it. No holds barred. No reservations. No, no. Hey, let me think about
That's
it.
That's right.
Yes.
She did that would be like to the board, but the idea that you would come in and offer someone a job.
That'd be like the CEO of Wondery coming in here and being like, boys,
we hear good things.
We hear good things. We listened to your show once, and it made us laugh.
Yeah.
You want to run our multi-million-dollar company?
You want to run it?
Get over and run this sucker?
Let's merge Bramble Jam and Wondery.
Yeah.
I think you guys could be CEO.
Wonder
what
Jam.
Do you think?
We'll call it Wonder Jam.
Even if that was the opportunity of a lifetime, you would still sit there and be like, I need to see some numbers or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you saying
they've literally never met before.
Sense.
They've never met, but they've never, not on the phone, not anywhere.
Yep.
Have these two women met in this Doesn't movie before sense. The meeting where they offer her the job barring board approval? That's the only other step that made a little bit of sense is that she had to meet with the board. But they offered her the job having never met before. What?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It wasn't great. I'm confused about her apartment and the shade that is thrown for her not having a Christmas tree. I understand the Christmas tree. You should set it up. But what doesn't make sense to me is she's gone out of her way to decorate her apartment already. Like, there's an insignificant amount
theme,
of
theme for sure.
Yeah, it's minimalist for sure. She has a wreath. She has plenty of lights around her kitchen. It's not nothing. It's not like it was a sparse, like it was minimalist, but like it didn't make sense to me that they threw that much shade on her for not putting up a Christmas tree. It's also baffling that she hadn't gone ahead and set up a Christmas tree. Like, you went out of your way and you did all that. I just don't understand. And my final thing is, okay, he is a toy repair guy.
Yeah.
And this is the toys that are brought in for him to repair are interesting. Some of them make sense to me, but there's one that does not make sense. And it is children's, like, Lego. They're the bulky plastic.
Like Duplos.
Duplos. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody has brought those in for him to repair. And that, my question is, why? 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 Who needs those repairs?
Hey, fix my Duplo. It's single piece plastic.
It's single piece plastic. Can you fix it with some super glue? Like, there's nothing to repair there. Buy a new set. I do not. It is baffling that was one of the toys to me. I do not understand.
I thought all the toys were baffling.
Well, yeah. Most of them were plastic. They were like Fisher Price
creepy
plastic
toys.
It made no sense to me.
So they FaceTime, the girl FaceTimes with her parents, and she's like, hey, I got this performance coming up. It's going to be my first performance. It's going to be on December 23rd. Will you make it? And the dad is like, let me check the calendar real quick.
Yeah.
There's nothing there. We're clear. We'll be there. And the mom says, we wouldn't miss it for the world. And I do want to make this clear. Unless there was something else on the
That's
calendar.
Right, because you did check the
then,
calendar
Then
first.
We absolutely would have missed it for literally anything in the world. If it was on the calendar, it's on the calendar. There's nothing we could do. We wouldn't miss it for anything in the world unless it was on the calendar. Then there's nothing we could do. Also, I guess the crowd just decided they had enough of the song because she gets to what I guess was the end. I don't know. And they're just like, okay, let's go. Hey, we did it. Yeah. Let's speed this sucker up. Let's speed this sucker up. We're good to go. And then that's all that I got, Dan.
I think Paul Green is confusing Fix's toys for hammers loudly. he is hammering the heck out of some toy race cars. And I don't know what it's doing, but I think he thinks that if I just get this mallet and just bang, 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 then that is fixing something. What scientific purpose is it serving for him to just be laying waste to these toys with a wooden mallet? It is not accomplishing anything. I want to point out something. This guy's name is still on the articles of incorporation of this giant toy company. That seems like a grievous error on the part of CJ. Could cost you, I don't know, 50% of your business that you did not, you know, create any paperwork that maybe would say he no longer has any role or stake in the corporation that he helped start. You might want to get that fixed pronto.
Does this imply that he still owns part of the...
Like, yes. He's been receiving money this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're on the Articles of Incorporation, that means you still are a part of the business. Like, when someone...
My guy had a pretty cake deal.
Yeah.
So one day he got sick of the business.
Was he making money, or he just was like, no, I'm not dealing with your money and material possessions?
He said, I don't want to deal with the business side of things anymore. And she was just like, you know what? Fine, go. And for all these years, he's been getting checks.
Yeah, well, if he's been getting checks, then he should just keep his mouth shut. And then he says he won't sign it. And CJ goes, or Christmas goes, Joe, I'm trying to do this the easy way without paperwork or lawyers. If you're going to run a company, you really want there to be paperwork and lawyers. Like, you want that to be legally binding. Like, it's important that you create something that's legally binding. I'm just saying, probably a good idea to not do it the easy way and maybe do it the legal way. That would help all involved. And then lastly, the end of this movie, she busts into his shop. It's dark outside. It is snowing sideways outside. Like, it is coming down in sheets, and it's Christmas Eve. And she goes, it's going to be a white Christmas tonight. Did anyone need any clarification on that? I think we all can see the weather out there. We don't need anyone to, like, what? Who are you talking to? That's all I got.
Let's get to what the homework is. Part of the show, we wonder what could have been. Maybe having some clarity questions that we still have. Panda.
At one point, he announces at the little music festival thing, and I think I know the answer to this, but I would like some clarity. He says, thanks to the flying turtle doves.
Yeah.
I will tell you, this is the one time where flying turtle doves could be either one. It could be flying turtle doves, or it could be a band. I would like to know.
It could be an act. It could be a magician act. It could be a lot of different things.
Oh, it could be the flying turtle doves.
Yeah, I would love circus act.
Oh, that would be fun. I didn't even think magician.
There's trampled by turtles. There's a flock of seagulls. There's lots of different groups out there.
Yeah.
So
trampled by turtles, a real group.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Are they any good?
No, not really. They're not my jam.
Yeah. What are they? What's their style?
Folk, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So they're at this pizza arcade thing. I don't really know.
Oh, man.
But there was a reindeer arcade game where you ride on the reindeer, kind of like the cars that
the motorbike thing.
And I believe it's a Christmas arcade game where you are one of Santa's reindeer. I don't know.
Do you know what I think they did?
What's that?
I think they took one of the motorbike games and they dressed it as a reindeer.
They might have. But I would love to play that game. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I bet you would.
What's the deal with that? Is that a real game? Can somebody out there that maybe worked at this movie just send it to me? 1211 Lawrence Road, Suite C. I'll have a fun time delivering that to us.
Yeah, good luck.
Greenville, 29607.
Thanks for giving them the zip.
They wouldn't have found it.
Mine is pretty straightforward. This is
the most terrifying Santa Claus in the history of Santa Claus.
Oh, it's terrifying.
And we're to believe at the end of this film that there is, he actually is a magical something that could be actually Santa. This guy is bald. He has a Raleigh Fingers mustache and he's 8 feet tall and he seems to stand a little too close to you and he peers into the depths of your soul. And it's terrifying. And I don't want to live in a world or watch a world where not only is Santa real, but he's real and he's coming down your chimney and he's that guy. Mm-hmm. That is terrifying. Yeah, I just need to know, like, is that Krampus? Is it Krampus?
Ooh.
I think it might be Krampus.
I love Krampus. I just recently rewatched Krampus.
It's a good movie. It's a funny movie.
I love Krampus.
Fun time.
You know what? Krampus gets a bad rap. Not the movie.
I think Krampus' bad rap is probably deserved.
What? So but you go for okay, it. Hold on, everybody, hold on. We've got a 5-word debate. It's the part of the show where we have two different sides of a situation, and you have 5 words to debate your side. Panda, you believe that Krampus gets a bad rap. Mm-hmm. Dan, you think that Krampus' rap is in fact accurate.
Yes.
You have 5 words to defend your debate. We're going to do a coin toss.
I want it backstage, so I'm going to call it in the air.
Okay.
Heads.
Ooh, it's tails. Oh,
okay. You going
Panda?
First? You defer
you
to
go
me.
First or defer?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Okay. Krampus.
Listen.
Had.
Duchess.
A.
Is.
Hard.
Royal.
Childhood.
Cat.
Huh. Dan's the winner.
Dang it.
Krampus gets a good rap.
Yeah.
We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Congratulations. So much fun. Don't forget to check out all of our, we put our sponsors information in every episode. And so be sure to check those out. Support the people that support us. Let's be friends of each other. Universal Yums, Phylum, our good friends at Yeah, That Greenville. So many amazing people that have surrounded us, put a little hedge of protection around
good
us.
Lord.
And just helped us have a wonderful holiday season. So support those. Those wonderful people on Cyber Monday,
which is today. That's right.
So I'm saying we're back tomorrow. A little movie called An Unexpected Christmas. We will see what we
heard
think about
a few
that.
People talking about this one. Brandon.
Yeah, there's been some scuttlebutt.
Yeah,
and then another one tomorrow that I don't know what's after that at this point.
It could be fun.
Could be fun. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam Podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Yeah That Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off. Whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.